Act 3.
But the third act now brings about tragic development, which Romeo and Juliet cannot stop and which will lead to their bitter end. The marriage between Romeo and Juliet takes place quickly, and Juliet goes back home. It remains open if or how she will inform her parents about what she has just done. Meanwhile, Romeo is in the streets of Verona and comes across his friend, Mercutio, who is first quarrelling and then fighting with Tybalt.
Ah, I remember Tybalt. He's Juliet's cousin. He threatened to kill Romeo at the ball.
Right. He has also been shown as a man who would fight first and ask questions later. Anyway, Tybalt kills Romeo's friend, Mercutio. As a result, Romeo is drawn into a fight in which he kills Tybalt. He immediately realizes what he has done. Not only has he killed someone, but a member of the Capulet family. His prospects of something like a happy life with Juliet are already completely gone.
And how does Juliet learn about this killing? How does she react to it?
As soon as she arrives back home, she is informed about her cousin's death. She is desperate. After all, she has been very fond of Tybalt, and she knows the fact that her husband has killed her cousin can only mean a most unhappy ending of their love. Juliet is worrying about what is going to happen, doesn't know how to live with this situation.
After all, she got married to Romeo only an hour or so ago and has not even spent one night together with her husband.
Meanwhile, the Prince of Verona appears after these two murders, says he will no longer tolerate the two families quarrelling, and banishes Romeo from Verona, which means that he will be separated from his wife, Juliet. And the Capulets will have their revenge. To speed things up, Juliet's parents decide to give her to Paris. And to make things worse, the date for the wedding is fixed in 3 days' time. Here, Juliet rebels against her parents for the first time, and her father, old Capulet, who had defended his daughter the day before against such an early marriage, now makes it very clear that she must, simply has to marry Paris.
After all, she is his daughter and has to do what he wants her to do.
So we find Juliet desperate. She hasn't told her parents yet that she has already married Romeo, that she doesn't want to marry Paris, and with Romeo banished, she is absolutely desperate.
I see. And do the two lovers meet once more before Romeo must leave for Mantua?
Yes, but secretly again. Romeo spends a night with Juliet after climbing into Juliet's room over the balcony. The next morning, she is alone, back in Verona to be married in 3 days.
And doesn't she think of ways to avoid this marriage and to be together with Romeo again?
Act 4.
Yes. Now, at the beginning of the fourth act, Juliet takes over very energetically. She goes and sees Friar Lawrence, who had married her to Romeo, and together they make up a plan.
I remember. She is to take some medicine that will put her to sleep and make her appear dead for the time up to the planned wedding with Paris.
And when that wedding is called off, she can secretly escape to Mantua, and Romeo and Juliet could be reunited in love.
That sounds good. But what goes wrong? We know there is an unhappy ending.
Well, at first everything goes according to plan. Juliet takes the drug. She doesn't find it easy, doesn't know if she can trust the friar. In the morning, the nurse finds her, and as everybody believes she is dead, the wedding is called off, and she is put into the family vault.
Yes, but now something must go really wrong. Our two lovers are still alive, though separated, and they are both hoping to see each other again sooner or later.
Act 5.
The fifth act brings about the tragic end. It is rather short, and things develop extremely fast. At the beginning, we find Romeo in Mantua, quite desperate. He can do nothing but wait. He has a strong feeling that things will turn against him and Juliet. And when a servant comes to Mantua and tells Romeo that Juliet is dead. Only the reader knows she isn't. Romeo loses all hope, buys some poison to kill himself by Juliet's side.
This means that he hurries back to Verona.
Yes. He enters a cemetery, storms into the vault where Paris is sitting by the seemingly dead Juliet. Infuriated, Romeo kills Paris, then takes poison and dies. Only seconds later, Juliet wakes up, realizes that Romeo is dead. First tries to kill herself by kissing Romeo's lips, which have just swallowed the poison. And when she hears people coming, she takes Romeo's dagger and stabs herself.
And how can Shakespeare bring this to an end where these deaths make some sense? After all, these killings must lead up to a final scene or solution, at least an explanation.
Yes. You certainly remember the family feud between the Montagues and the Capulets. That has always been at the back of our minds. Without this old war, Romeo and Juliet could easily have been married. Now Lord Capulet and Lord Montague are left with their dead children.
That's terrible. But they have learnt their lesson.
Yes, the two old men shake hands and promise to live in peace from now on. The deaths of Romeo and Juliet, though unnecessary, now make sense. They have brought about a world, a society, which is peaceful, where people accept each other, nearly a paradise.
Thanks. Now I have a good idea how the play is structured, how one event after another leads to the fatal end.